Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
On the Blog Talk Network. This is calling you Grey Host. Happy Memorial Day weekend. You know, I don't know if I'm going to get a lot of calls because, after all, it's Memorial Day weekend. Heck, when I was younger, I was gone for every Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. Okay, so I have a couple of rants before I let people on because I'm pissed. And so just bear with me. If you want to call in and tell me how long I was on any rant, go ahead. The number is 347-850-8721. I will be here for the next 90 minutes or so. But, I decided, ranting would be fun tonight, and so that's what I'm going to do, because I'm pissed. Okay, so here are all my rants. Okay, people, to General Hospital, I'm going after you first. Really? You're going to put my husband on recruiting? Really? You think you're going to get away with this and live? Okay, this is not nice. This is the worst thing to do, put Bradford Allen Anderson on recruiting. And then make him say, oh, recruiting is not about work. Come on, people. You do this. This is wrong. This is bad, 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 bad. 5,000 bads what General Hospital is doing right now to me. Yeah, and you know what? I don't care. It's about me. So I'm sorry. I'm going to make it all about Carly on this. And, I don't care. I mean, this is wrong. You don't do that to Bradford. You don't do that to Spinelli. You don't do that to me. And then I'm not going to rant your ass out for this. This is wrong. This is totally wrong. I don't care who, thinks it or knows it or whatever. This is wrong. Okay. Well, I could go about that all night, but I have other rants. So, I'm going to try and keep all my ranting to so. Okay, I feel better about that one. Okay, to the people of YNR, okay, this is probably going to be my longest rant. Okay, first, Michelle Stafford leaving Fearless is the reason why I started watching you, YNR. Come on. I love Michelle Stafford here. Who and Peter Bergman light up the screen. They are just the cutest couple ever. And then you have Fearless move out, and now she's leaving. And yeah, it might be Michelle's own thing. But you know what, Lionel? You have the money. You have the resources. Get her back. Pay her whatever you want. Pay her $5,000. I don't care. Michelle Stafford is worth it. I don't care what anyone thinks. I don't care how people think I'm crazy. I don't care. I want my Michelle Stafford back now. Having Fearless is wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. Okay, I'm going to stop singing because I can't. Okay, so you better clean up your fucking mess that you are making over there. You do not have to break up every fucking couple to make a point, dear Phil and Phelps. Come on. Leave some couples intact, okay? Come on, Kane and Lily don't deserve this. Kevin and Chloe did not do anything to you. Leave Nick and Avery the hell alone. Leave them alone. If you want to go pick on someone, pick on Sharon. Just, make her love life so miserable, I will not be that mad at you, but you've gone off my favorite. And don't make Billy go back to gambling. Only if he can win. Only if he can win. Then go for it, because this is wrong on every level, and I'm mad. I am mad at you, Ryan. You are breaking my heart every single day. Okay. Oh, and by the way, YNL, please, 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 just give, Avery and, Nick a lovely sex scene. But, I'm not excusing you or what you're doing in Nick, because Nick did a wrong thing years and years ago. And, if he did switch the DNA and you are rewriting it to make Nick Newman look like the pretty boy, it's wrong, because you were not doing that to Doc Abbott. You would destroy his character. So if you're going to destroy someone's character, you might as well destroy Nick's Newman character. Yeah, because I know damn well you were going to destroy Nick, and Zach. Destroy Nick. If you have to destroy Nick, go ahead. Because that was wrong, wrong, wrong. Okay. So my next little rant is Prime Time, people. Grey's Anatomy. Okay. All I have to do is, you know, say, why break up Christina and, what's, you know, McDreamy, whatever. Why break them up? Why break up Kelly in Arizona? Why? You know, you gave me a happy moment, you know, with the Meredith baby, but you, I thought Meredith was dead. So, you know, the whole time on Grey's Anatomy, I cried the whole episode, and I don't like crying. But, oh, and some programming notes before I bring everyone on. Y&L Zeno Hospital, Boredom Beautiful will be on this, you know, Monday. Lonely Soap That Won in Days of Our Life. I'm bringing on Kathy first.
Hi, Carly.
What was that about
Monday?
Days of Our Life is now on, and I would like to thank my new Twitter friend. Let's go back in time for that. See, let me know. See, the Days of Our Life roster like we are. And see, you know, let everyone know. So I really appreciate it.
Are the other shows repeats?
No, the other shows are new.
Are you sure?
Yep.
General Hospital is not a repeat?
General Hospital is not a repeat.
Oh, good. I thought it would be.
And neither is Bowden the Beautiful. But remember, on Tuesday for Y&L, people get your Kleenexes, buy a lot of Kleenexes. If the tribute is Gene Kubel on Tuesday, I don't remember the date right now, but it's on Tuesday. So, yeah.
The 28th.
Thank you. See, that's why I bring on Kathy, people, because I don't remember dates. Okay, Kansas, Samantha.
Hey,
we missed you the last couple of weeks.
I know, I've been busy. I'm sorry. But real quick, programming alert.
Too busy for your BFF, really? Okay, fine.
Wow, I was just going to get ready to say a program note about Tuesday and Jeannie Cooper.
Oh, okay, sorry. You can go on now.
Yes. Not only is Jenna Rossless doing it, but The Price is Right is going to re-air the last episode that Jeannie Cooper did with Don Mike when she made the guest appearance.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for letting me know that. You are great on that, so I don't have to kill you right now. Six for six, you're on the air. 6 for 6. Hello? 6 for 6. Okay. I will try bringing her back on. How is everyone?
Good.
Okay,
Candace is okay. That's good.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I will get back into why you exist okay in a moment. Because I can. Samantha, how are you? We missed you the last couple of weeks, too. The last
I'm
week.
Good. I'm good, Carly.
I just wanted to make sure. Okay, oh, by the way, I still never did the rants because now my voice is grassy. But I'm mad. I am mad, and I had to get that out of my system. And I hope the people at all the shows heard my rants because I'm mad at them. And, yeah. I am very mad at them. They are making me mad.
No. I just feel like Younger Russell is going through menopause at this moment. But.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm a little upset about Michelle Stafford, but I feel she's going to be on another show real soon. And what's Young and the Restless loss is somebody else's gain. With the whole Nick thing, I love it. I love the storyline. But I'm going to tell you why, because if everybody remembers how it started and how it's probably going to turn out, then you know this has been the question everybody's been waiting to get the answer to. Because ever since, everybody wondered if Summer was an Abbott or a Newman. And it's true, we never really saw the paternity result. It was just one episode, Nick looked at it and threw it and just walked away.
Oh, but I'm 6'6", you on my own, but okay, so
and then you got Cassie returning.
Yep, but they are saying it's one day. Okay,
right.
So. I don't know, but
it's the only interesting thing that's happening on Young and the Restless right now. So
it really is until June and July.
What's happening then?
Well, that's when they're gonna do the funeral and the will for Catherine.
Oh, they are.
Oh, that's gonna be interesting too. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they said that will is going to shock the whole town.
Well, that is going to become very interesting. I think.
Certain people that I wish would come back to the show just for that. I mean, the tribute show, I saw the promo, and, I mean, Heather Tom is on there. Stephen Nichols is on there. Don McCook. I mean, the names go on and on for this tribute.
Yeah,
I wish
Chris
Stark
is on there. So.
Yeah, Chris Stark, Laura Lee Bell.
But I think, I'm sorry, just watching the previews, I was crying. So, yeah. I was crying.
Y'all didn't want to see me the day that I found out. Like, literally, I was like, me and my cousin and everybody, we was crying, and people were like, who died? It was like somebody in our family. Because that's what Jeannie Cooper was.
I know.
She was a part of our family.
I was out all day, and then I got home, and I went on the internet, and I saw that, and I'm like, no. And I did not believe it for like an hour. I'm like, okay, they are lying.
Right.
They are lying.
Well, they said they revealed the death of her, the cause of her death on the internet. But
They did.
Was it cancer?
No, it was not cancer. It was, okay, COPD, the smoking disease. If you go on to welovethesoap.com,
yeah.
That's where I got it last night from.
Yeah. She was a smoker. She was a drunk girl, but she was one hell of a lady.
I know, and I think the tribute is going to be really, really good. So I'm looking forward to it. So, Kathy, did you want to yell about B&B?
No, the show is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
That's why I said you want to yell about it.
Well,
that's fine.
She's been yelling about it all week.
I know, but I'm just saying.
All I can say today, all I can say is 8:00 haunted star. I'll be there. Will you?
I will.
I will.
That creeped me out. That creeped me out, and I knew who was sending it.
I know.
They don't want to hear you on this, I suppose.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-mm-mm. Now, why was he doing that? Today they want you to think he was Jason.
I know he's not Jason.
He wants somebody
to
think
he is.
Right, he wants somebody to think he's Jason.
Well, then Jason lost a lot of muscle tone.
Yeah.
Right now we're down to two people that he could be, because me and my coworkers, we were talking about this. He could either be Franco, who had major plastic surgery.
Lay down my knee, he's on the sit foot again.
Or he could. I mean, if this happens, if he's really Jason, I'm going to have a hissy fit. But
no, he's not.
I'm not.
I was thinking that too. I'm like, he better not be Jason, or I'm going to be pissed.
Because as soon as he left, and Sam looked at the picture of her and Jason. By the way, can they use Steve Burns' picture still? I was just curious.
They're using it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like looking, and I'm like, okay, the first thing I notice about Roger's character is the hair. I'm like, okay, is blonde like Jason's? Like, kind of number 12 for blonde. Then I looked, and I was like, like, did that little walk, like a sneaky walk, like Jason. I'm like, there's no way he could be playing. Then I thought the ABC credits would give up his character, and all it says is Roger Howarth as the man. I'm like, really? Like, give me something to go with this. But they said on Tuesday we'll find out who he is.
Well,
this is the toughest. This is going to be good.
Although,
everything happens on Tuesday.
If he is Franco.
I think he's Franco. That's where my money is.
No, I think if he is Franco, it might make it interesting. It might make things interesting with AJ. It might spice up AJ's world, that's for sure.
True.
Yeah.
I think that because they'd have great scenes together.
Yeah, they would be good together. Be AJ's brother. Well, half-brother.
If they still go to the Colony round with him.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They could, you know.
That's true.
They could not go to the Colony round with, you know, him.
I'm trying to think who else could he be other than Franco.
Someone on the internet said Death Rebu, but I don't buy that. I read that somewhere. Death Rebu. Someone said that today, and I'm like, okay.
He has something to do with the Quartermains because he did something to the Relish. Why would he be involved with the Relish if
he
didn't have something to do with the Quartermains?
Yeah.
And think of all the people he rounded up.
Okay, but if it's Franco, if it's Franco, the people on the list make sense that he rounded up.
Yeah. Let's see. Big signs pointing to him as Franco. He rounded up everybody that Jason knew, which Franco sort of kind of knew, Maxie, Sam, and all of them. Okay.
He kind of knew,
Everybody Jason loved, he rounded up.
Right. Then it was the Relish. Then it's the fact that he went to see Heather. Now, you know what? General Hospital, you win this round. You win this round. Well played.
No, I mean, we just have to wait to, you know, Wednesday. I mean, Tuesday to find out who him really is.
Maybe. I think Wednesday. I think you're right the first time. I think it might be Wednesday by the time we figure it out.
Oh, okay,
because,
well.
Well, you don't have the cliffhanger.
Like, behind? Yeah.
Well, they said it was supposed to be...
They'll probably spend
all
day
Tuesday. Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll probably spend all day Tuesday just standing around talking to each other. What's going on here? What's going on here?
Oh, I want it to be Tuesday. I'm going to be out all day Wednesday. I won't be home till late. Oh, I don't want it to be Wednesday.
Wait a minute. You have Comcast, right?
Yes.
Did everybody hear about General Hospital now on demand?
What? No, I don't. Thank you, Candace.
Yeah,
Tell me.
So I heard on Facebook that on ABC on demand, like if you have on demand like Comcast or Xfinity, General Hospital is now on the ABC on demand.
You're kidding me.
You know. Wait a minute. Let's see. Okay, my roommate's looking at the TV right now. If my freaking remote is broke. But I'm going to verify this, but I've heard sources saying that it is. Somebody find out. Real quick, what I'm on the phone. I'm so excited now. See, CBS and NBC, this is what you got to do. You got to put, a lot of people don't have soap now anymore. Put it on demand. Makes sense.
That is crazy. I mean, that is great, though.
I'm going on demand. Where do I go?
Okay, go to ABC.
Wait a minute. I'm on demand. I just went to on demand. Where do I go?
Okay, go to network. ABC should be number one. Oh, wait a minute. Let me rephrase what I just said. ABC should be number one. Yeah, because it starts with A. But some of ABC's programming shouldn't be number one.
I don't care even where to go. TV shows?
Well, do you have network? Do you have network? Where is the network at?
No.
Hey, go to TV shows.
By network. Got it.
Okay.
ABC.
There you go.
Got it.
Okay. So, let me see.
I don't see it.
Shit. You don't see it on the second page?
No. No, General Hospital. The G's are just Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. So I'm going to do some investigation. I'll have something by next week for you guys. But I heard on Facebook, so.
Maybe it just hasn't, come yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, maybe it hasn't updated.
Or maybe it's going to be next week. Because we all heard today. So,
maybe it starts Monday. Oh, my God,
yeah.
That's great.
That is really good.
Yeah. But apparently there was something that happened today on Hulu. Like, people were saying that it was only one episode of One Life to Live this week. I don't know if that's true or not, but...
No, there were two.
Okay. All I know
saw
is
two.
The recap... Did you see the recap show?
No.
Okay, because I'm finding it weird that the Friday shows, like the interviews and stuff, I'm so confused because on YouTube, on the online network channel, it gives you the whole recap and everything of what's happened on all the shows. So my question was, why are they doing more, I guess it's called more, whatever, you know, All My Children, why don't they put that on YouTube? Along with the recaps, instead of charging.
Yeah,
people.
That makes sense.
I was just curious because now
I don't like those more shows. I don't watch the Friday show. I didn't care for it.
I noticed there's a whole new recap show though. I saw something come up in my stream, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, just go over YouTube. It's like week one of All My Children, week two, you know, stuff like that. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute, I thought I had to pay for this. No, it's on YouTube. Okay. I got caught up, though. I'm ready for week four.
I am, too. I'm caught up. Last 2 weeks, I haven't watched the Friday show because I really wasn't into that.
Pointless.
Yeah, but I'm caught up with I'm caught up with All My Children and One Life to Live.
Right. And then today, all the hoopla about what's happening over Prospect Park, you know, you got new writers and new people joining the cast, you know. I'm excited. I'm excited, especially for the three that's coming on One Life to Live.
Oh, yeah, I was going to tell if you didn't know that, I thought you would be happy again. Did you hear who?
Can I say the top one, though?
Yes, you may.
Starting in June, Guiding Light, very own Tony nominee, Ron Reigns will be joining One Life to Live. And y'all probably thinking, who's Ron Reigns? I'll give you a clue. Alan Spaulding.
From A Guiding Light, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, you can announce the other two.
That's good news.
I don't remember the other two. All I remember was reading about that.
Oh. Well, okay, I can tell the rest. I can do it. And also joining the One Life to Live family. You loved her as Allison on As the World Turns. Well, she's joining the cast, too. And also, you loved him as, what was it, Damien on As the World Turns. Well, he's coming on the show on One Life to Live, too. It's a summer blockbuster. Stay tuned. Okay, that was my promo for you.
Yay, you put your promo thingy.
Yeah, thank you. I do what I can.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job of it. but that's exciting about Ron Reigns. You know, I'm having trouble with Hulu. I've been trying to keep up, and I watch it, and the damn thing freezes on me. So then I have to go reload it again. I'm getting really mad with it. So.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about this. You know, I have to do this after Fan Club weekend, but I am thinking really about getting TiVo Plus and fucking it at this point because, you know, then you can get it and, you know, I don't have to worry about it, so I'm thinking about doing that.
There you go.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, it kind of sucks that Days of Our Life is not on this week. Monday. I'm mad. I am mad. But at least have the episode. Oh, because of golf. Something. So, to all the golf people, I hate you. Thank you. Hey,
well,
I want my more.
As a golf fan, that was a nice.
Sorry, but I don't know if it's golf, but whatever it is keeping Days of a Life off my air, I don't care. I'm mad. I'm mad because I want my Days of a Life. So, Carly's unhappy and. Lays on, and you know what happens when Carly's unhappy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's not good. Oh, and by the way, people, Twitter is effed up tonight. It keeps breathing. So I don't like that about Twitter tonight. But so, okay, let's take Beth. Let's take Beth, who everyone thinks. Roger, how is the next week? We can all see who was right or wrong.
Okay.
All right.
So let me start with Kathy.
Franco.
Okay. Okay. Candace.
Pass me real quick. Pass me.
Okay, Samantha?
Shit. I don't know. I think everything is pointing towards Franco, so I'm just going to say Franco because I can't think of anything else right now.
Later on?
I'll say Franco too, but it could be maybe one of the Quartermains from the past or something. I think that could be a possibility.
And Candace, I'm coming back to you.
Okay, real quick. First, I found General Hospital on demand. I just found it.
You did?
Yeah. It starts, episodes that it start with is from the 17th of this month until yesterday.
So if you miss one, you can go there.
Yeah. So this is what you got to do real quick. When
go to On Demand.
Go to On Demand. Go to TV shows. And then when it says shows, G through I, is the second show underneath the game.
Oh, so you don't have to go by network. There it is.
No.
There it is.
I told you I would solve this mystery.
Get
all right.
Out. Unbelievable. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ace. Okay. And now who do I think he is? I think he's Franco. But
I agree.
The Ace is on demand.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's really something.
Okay.
I'll be having a drink
well,
the weekend. All right. Yeah, so I think it's Franco. But I swear, if it's Jason, I'm going to be pissed.
Me too.
It's not Jason. I can't imagine it. I can't imagine that.
Kathy, let's think about this too. Okay, like I said, I think it's Franco, but lately General Hospital has been throwing surprise after surprise after surprise.
Yeah, but
just when we say something right, they twist it and turn it around on us.
God, I really hope you're wrong.
Well,
today,
Roger Howarth wants someone to think it's Jason.
Jason.
I mean.
No, it's not, and if it is, get ready for a 45-minute rant before I bring you on next week, people, just saying that.
What do you think about Kiki?
Kiki, I want to have a Kiki. So let's have a Kiki. Every time I hear her name, that's what song has popped up. It sounds like a drink, too. I'll have a Kiki Quartermain.
Oh, God.
No. Stop it.
So,
all right.
I don't know what you think of it. I don't know. I don't know if I like it. I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
She was getting a lot of hate on Twitter today. I felt
bad. But you know what? People are always going to find something to hate.
Oh. That brings me up to something. I'm glad you guys mentioned about Twitter hate and all that, you know, stuff. It's about Marcy Rollins. Because
people have to calm the hell down.
Well, no, my thing is okay, so what happened was she posted it on Facebook and on Twitter and everything too. It's pretty much she accidentally went to a General Hospital message board. And she didn't mean, I don't think she meant to. It's just, you know, when you're up late and everything, you just go on message boards and stuff like that. And she stumbled upon this page, and they pretty much messed with her, saying that she wasn't pretty enough. She wasn't. Her acting wasn't that great. She needs to go away. She's the worst, stuff like that. And Marcy is very, like, she wears her heart on her sleeve. And she takes pride in her job, okay? And, yeah, she has been a recast, But what's so great is that this, how can I say this? She, to me, and I'm not just saying this because I like her as a person, but she's been in roles that has been already made by other characters, popular by other characters. But she has made those characters into her own. She made Lizzie Spaulding her own. She made Abby Newman her own. And, yes, with Lulu Spencer, it will take term, okay?
I'm in Villanelle.
Right. I mean, yes, everybody's going to compare her to Julie. And, yes, Julie won an Emmy for her role as Lulu. Yes, she was great. But guess what? She left on her own. She wanted a career change. Somebody else, it happens to every character on a soap that somebody comes on to another show and plays this role. They're not going to be like Julie. Okay, but once you start to personally attack them, it's like, dude, sit down and think about it. Can you do that role? Can you play that role? Do you know what when people read stuff like this, what it's doing to them? That's being a bully, yeah, I know we all talk about characters and actors, but not to a point where it's crying.
Yeah.
And then question what to do. So my advice was for her to not read any of the message boards, because message boards will tear you apart.
Well, yeah, I think the actors need to avoid these things sometimes, especially if they're sensitive. Because if you're too sensitive, you shouldn't be on Twitter. You shouldn't even be on Facebook. Because people are always going to say nasty things, and she doesn't deserve it. She's doing a great job, but people are always going to say nasty things. Just best to avoid social media altogether.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, because she brought this up on Twitter. She said, imagine if Twitter was around when she took over the role as Gone Light. And then I was starting to think, I was like, what the heck was around when she was on? And we said MySpace. But with Gone Light fans and everything, they weren't harsh fans. You know what I'm saying? Jonathan and Tammy and Jonathan and Lizzie was like two couples, I'm just going to get and people chose sides and whatnot, but it never was the height of Liaison versus J-Fam. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So then when she left, Gone Light, everybody said, oh, she made that role her own. Then she came over to Young and the Restless as Abby Newman. Now here's a role that, is a main character with a lot of history. Victor Newman is her father. So you're going to be playing against Eric Braeden. And she nailed it.
Yep.
Nobody really said anything bad about her. That's my knowing.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. See Tony Hillen with Anthony Geary and Vinny Francis. I really believe. I'm sorry, she is. I'm enjoying watching it.
Right. I mean, it's going to take time. I mean, she's not going to have it down in one day. Like, oh my gosh. It's going to take time. So, I just wanted to say that people be careful, because you never know what the actors might be doing on their off time. Okay. That was it. That was my only rant. I just had to get that out because I'm like,
Well, I think a lot of the actors just need to be careful where they go if they can't take it. I don't think she deserves it, like I said. I'm just saying, if you're sensitive at all, maybe don't go on and look at your, if you're an actor and you and you're sensitive, don't look at your reviews. Now, oh, go ahead, Kathy.
No, I was going to say I agree.
Because
what she said was she stumbled on it, because I think what it was like on Facebook, you know how you get a conversation started and everything, and they kept saying, like, she, and then when she found out who the she was, that's when, and she said this wasn't the first time, you know, she saw when people said that she couldn't act against Tony and Jeannie and stuff like that, like, oh, she doesn't even match their, personalities as far as acting goes. She has no chemistry with nobody. You know, it's like, how long has she been on the show now? Since what?
About
May. Wait, like, April,
about,
May, right? Like, she's a couple of weeks into it. Like,
give her time.
I mean, like I said, I like Julie, too. And I was sad to see her go. And we all was on the phone, and we all thought, who could fill Lulu's shoes?
I loved Lulu, too. But she left. She left the show. There's nothing. They didn't kick her off. They didn't fire her. She left.
Right.
So what can you do? You just have to accept the fact they're going to recast, especially a character like Lulu.
Exactly.
And Marcy's doing a great job. I think she's great. She's a different character, actually, because she doesn't have her memory. But Marcy, I think she's great.
Yeah.
I like her.
And unlike some recasts, I haven't had to get used to her. I accepted her right away.
Yeah, me too.
So, any fans that, I mean, some fans are just, I mean, they're just, some people are just stupid. You know, it's like they don't even, I'm going to come around and say it, they're stupid. It's like they think, oh, you know, maybe she said she wanted to leave, but I don't think that's true. What? You know, people are stupid. It's like they don't even read the whole article before they start getting outraged. So
right. That's
all I have to say about that.
There you go.
All I have to say about that. Stop being stupid, people.
Go ahead, girls.
No, did anyone watch the Grey's Anatomy season finale? Samantha, did you?
No, I don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, Candace?
I was going to watch it, to be honest, but I wanted to watch The Office.
Oh, God.
I recorded The Office in my bedroom because I wanted to see The Office, too, so I recorded that in my bedroom.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
It was too much on last Thursday night, like all the finales.
Yeah.
And what I was trying to do was I quit the last 5 minutes of Idol because, you know, that goes over too much. So I already knew who the winner was going to be, but I just wanted to make sure. Then I went, like I said, to Office. Then, like, I was watching Glee. Then I was watching Vampire Diaries. Oh, yeah, I had a whole schedule here figured out. I just needed the 10 o'clock slot, the 10:02 slot to the 11:02 slot open. For
Scandal. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, was all I could say. And the next day, too.
That's the best show on TV.
I'm like, I couldn't talk. That's why I put on Twitter last night. I said, this is the with no Glee, no Vampire Diaries, no Scandal. I said, this is a deep depression for me. No scandal.
I feel like a deep person there. Last night, when there was no Grace, I'm like, oh, I need my Grace. I need to find out. Well, I'm not going to say. I am not going to say because I don't want to spoil it. But the last 5 minutes. No, because I feel like a terrible person.
Look,
but if you
there's no Paul Twitter. I heard what happened. And I got something to say about that. Real quick.
Grace,
you're wrong before. This person better not be dead.
I know.
This person better not be dead. And if that person
I know
is
because
good,
I will be fucking pissed.
I know Twitter accounts. Oh, right.
Yeah,
but
you
I
know
do want to say this, too. Carly, I know you like Grace, but I think this should be the last season, period.
No, I don't agree.
It's not doing very well in the ratings, from what
I
read.
It's holding its own, but my thing is that how many times can there be a problem between Derek and Meredith? How many times do I have to hear Christina whine? How many times do I have to, you know, the Callie and
Well, you know what? They were going to have a happy ending. Everyone was going to be happy. Fucking Todd and Ryan's decided there wasn't enough drama for the season finale.
She needs to write a daytime soap. And I'm plugging it. She needs to write a daytime soap.
It would be good. It would be good.
I'm thinking Tyler Perry can do it. She can do it too. I probably can't do it. But I'm just saying, with Scandal. Scandal is too much to me like a daytime soap. Only so nice. It has the lust. It has the laughs at times. It is everything that a soap could be. And more. And it's just, yeah.
Scandal is the best show on TV.
Yeah.
What about Nashville? Do you watch that, Candace?
I watched Nashville.
Did you watch it this week?
I did watch it. You know what's funny about Nashville? And correct me if I'm wrong, okay? But does this season feel more like a letdown?
I liked it.
It's the first season.
Really? It feels like it's the second season.
No, it's the first season.
Yeah, it's the first season. Wow. Well, maybe the second half of the season, then. What did it feel like?
No, I think the second half of the season's much better than the first half.
Yeah, I liked it.
I think the first half was good. But you know how they do the hiatus, and this is what I don't like. When they do the 6-week winter hiatus, you know, period, and then it comes back on, then it's like in 2 weeks. It's like, okay, you just now gave us one episode. Now how in two weeks there's not going to be another show? And then when it comes back, it's like, I don't know.
I thought it got better as it went on. I did. I liked it.
Oh, we have a call on the line, 909, you're on the air.
Hello, this is April Gutierrez. How are you this evening?
Oh, hi. I want to thank you so much for twittering about Days of Our Life on Monday. That was really good. I mean, that was really nice of you because I would have been mad come Monday and then I'll record and then I would be saying, why didn't we record? Why? So thank you so much for doing that.
Well, you're welcome. I love Days of Our Lives, same as you seem to, so I always love to tweet about it, and I love to watch it.
I'm not caught up on, the whole week, but I'm caught up with bits and pieces, and I just want to say, what was you think about this week? I mean, it was exciting. It was nerve-wracking. It was finally a great week of us, I think.
Yes, I do. I think all the storylines are really exciting and interesting. The kidnapping scene where Will and Sonny went to save Gabby, and Will was such a hero, and all of that was just amazing. And like you said, it was nerve-wracking and exciting, but you know, it's really been getting good. I mean, the wedding coming up, and I don't know if it's going to happen or not between Brady and Kristen, but I think it's really good. Who's your favorite couple on Days of Our Lives?
Okay, I go from day to day.
I can tell you who my favorite couple is, Will and Sonny.
Hello. I'm April. And you are?
I'm Kathy.
Oh, hi, Kathy. And which one is your favorite?
Will and Sonny.
Oh, I know. They're wonderful.
Favorite couple.
Yeah. I think mine is EJ and Sammy. I've been Ani Jammy for 7 years. But I'm really, honestly, I'm loving Kate and Rafe. I'm loving all of them.
Me too.
You know?
Yep, I'm loving them. I won't wait to wake up. I just really won't wait to wake up.
Right.
No, Days of Our Lives has improved so much in the last maybe 6 months. Actually, I can't wait to watch it every day. I record it
because
I do watch all four soaps, but it really has improved. I don't know what happened. I don't know why, but for a while there, it was kind of not that great, and it's really improved every day. I mean, it's been so good. I don't know.
I agree.
The ratings have shown that, too. It uh-huh. has improved in ratings, so.
I think so.
It's much better. This week was so good. I want to see what's going to go on with John and Kristen. And
oh, I know.
They're playing
each
other.
I don't think it's on Monday. Monday's a Memorial Day. So
yeah,
I don't think
that's
it's on. We'll have to wait till Tuesday. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
They're gonna sleep together. I guess they're going to sleep together.
If it wasn't for you, I would have never known that. And I would have been looking so forward to Monday. And then I'll be on then, you know. I would have been
right.
pissed. I'm like, okay, you know, but I've been enjoying so much, you know, the whole, you know, once the whole Dawn Kristen thing play out, I'm mad. I'm mad at Days of Our Life. I will say, breaking up Dawn and Marlena again? For
well,
what?
I think John is doing it as a part of a plan. I think he's pushing Marlena away, in my opinion, to keep her out of it. I think he's going to, I don't know what he's going to do, but I'm assuming he's got some master plan, and he's probably going to set up Kristen and have Brady walk in, and maybe they're kissing. I don't know. But I think once it's over, I'm sure they'll go back together. I hope so.
Well, what he wants to do, he kind of told his plan to Victor, he wants to have Brady see him and Kristen in bed together, but he knows that that will be the end of him and Marlena, but he doesn't care. He wants to save Brady from Kristen.
Right.
That's what he wants to do, save Brady from Kristen. And so even if he loses Marlena, it's worth saving his son. That's how he looks at it.
Right.
So she drives me crazy.
I think what he's doing is right or wrong on this. I just hope it doesn't break up, you know, Marlene and him after all this they've been through, you know, breaking
right.
them up for another time. For me, it makes me sad.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping Marlena eventually will understand for the love of Brady he's doing this. I don't know what his plan is, but I kind of agree with Kathy. It's probably something obviously in bed because he's going over to the hotel. Because he got that confirmation slip, you know, with
yep.
the receipt, and he called the hotel. So I'm on pins and needles. I don't know what to expect, but I know it's going to be good.
But Kristen is playing him too, because she
right.
wants that to happen too. So
right.
she texted Brady to come to the hotel room, but Brady can't see his phone because it fell.
Oh yeah.
So this thing is all going to fall through. Brady may not come to the hotel room.
Right. You know, and I'm really stumped. To be honest with you, I don't know. Do you think Kristen is falling in love with Brady, or do
yes.
you think? Yeah, I think so too.
I think
and,
she is. How can
yeah.
she not? Hey, he's
yeah.
so good. He loves her so much. How can she not?
He's so good-hearted. I feel sorry for him. The last two fiancés died, and then
yes.
now this poor thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean Brady is so nice. I mean. Oh, I don't like Kristen. I do not like her. But all my villains are going away. All my villains are going away because they got rid of Chloe. I was so happy. Now
oh,
Nick,
yes, he was.
And I think Nick is going to be okay now. I think
I think the acting is so great. I think Blake Barris is incredible.
He is.
Yeah, my friends had to kind of talk me out of hating the actor because I was so upset with him.
I hear
but
you
he's
there.
he's doing a fantastic job. He is.
Right.
He played a great bad guy. He really did a great job.
You know,
but I think he's
going to
be good now.
Yeah, I think we're having an understanding of what he really went through in prison. You know, obviously
right.
he was raped. Obviously he was beaten to a pulp continually. So I think. Maybe now that it's all going to come out. I mean, I don't like what he's been doing to Will, so, you know, I'm still a little bit irritated about that, but I think maybe once
yeah.
this is all done, they'll work it out. I'm hoping they'll all work it out and raise the baby together and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought what was interesting was, you know, when Sammy found out about Will, I don't blame her for beating up Ray because she didn't know. She did not know. All she
right.
heard that her son was hurt. Her son was sad. And this, you know, I don't blame her for, you know, wanting to beat the crap out of him, you know.
Right.
A lot of people, I think, would have killed him at that moment. I mean, I'm glad, you know, everyone stopped you, but I can see why she was so upset. I'm like, okay, she has every right to be upset.
Right. Right. And I know,
you know,
she loves Will so much.
Yeah, and so this, you know, was hard. And for, like, the past week or two, I was saying, okay, I was so sure it was Nick. I was so sure that Nick was the one that beat up Rafe. I was so sure. I kept saying, no, I don't care. It's not easy. You know, as evil as easy can be, I don't think he could do this because he would lose Sammy for good.
Right.
So
right.
that was easy saving grace for me. But
right.
then, so I was obsessed with Nick. I was obsessed. Kathy would say, "Was this not Nick?" I'm like, "Okay, it has to be Nick." And you know, to turn the whole thing around to, you know, it being who to being Benson was actually good, and seeing
uh-huh.
him blow away, I rewound that and watched it a couple of times. And I'm like, good, he's dead. I mean, he deserves, you know, he deserves what he got.
Right, right.
You know, Candace, you're back on my own. But no, I'm enjoying it. I just
uh-huh.
hope, you know, I just hope they take it, you know, to a good level with that.
Right.
I'm hoping that JJ goes back to boarding school.
Yeah,
I'm sick of him. I mean, I can understand that, you know, he came home and his father was already dead. But come
right.
on, Jack's been dead for almost a year.
Right.
You know, and so it wasn't like Jack just died yesterday and Jennifer moved on. No.
Right.
It was a progression. And, yeah, Dan, they wasn't in town to see it. But he said this, let his mom be happy. And,
right.
you know, I just think he's being bad, 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 bad. That's my favorite word, April, bad, bad, bad.
That's okay.
But, no, I think he's being really horrible with, you know, Jennifer and Daniel and wrecking the
right.
train set and... But I just think, you know, Days of Our Life right now for me, besides the new hospital, and didn't you tell me you want the new hospital?
Oh, yes, I love General Hospital, too.
Okay, so we are all having, before you came on, we were all discussing who we think it is. And then we can talk about it next week and see who was all right or wrong. Who do you think it is?
I'm not sure. Yeah, you know, honestly, I'm not sure. There's so much going on, and when they took the other characters off and they came back, I have no idea who he is. I mean, I understand they had to do that because of Prospect and all of that, but honestly, I don't know how you girls feel. I was liking Todd and Carly. Were you guys liking that?
Yeah, we were. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, we
you know,
were.
They were growing on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. But I
who
think
do you
it's
think
Franco.
It is? You think, oh,
I think
you
it's
know
Franco.
What? Could be.
Because That's if it. It's Jason, if it's Jason, I am going to go personally at General Hospital and kill someone because
well,
if it's Jason, I'm really
right.
peeing my pants.
I don't
know
who it is. It could be Franco. Right.
It's almost too obvious that it's Franco, but then I think that it's so obvious that it will be Franco. I don't know. I don't know. Like Candace said earlier, well played, General Hospital.
Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah. Franco, though.
You know, it's just, it's one of those things that they are doing that, you know, I mean, okay, this is the end of May sweeps. Okay, this is May sweeps. We haven't seen really any death defined for May sweeps. Days of Our Life, okay, it has gone there a little, but it's the end of May sweeps. Why haven't we seen a lot of crap going on with Main Street? That's what I want to know, because I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't get it either.
Because
the only May Sweeps I saw was Days of Our Lives. I agree with you there. Yeah, hands down.
Yeah.
We saw May Sweeps on Days of Our Lives. Right.
I think when you're going to rush this too with the whole Lauren thing.
But that wasn't really sweeps.
Yeah,
I wouldn't call that sweeps. I've seen sweeps for years. I wouldn't call that sweeps. Bold and Beautiful.
General Hospital, known for May sweeps, but actually for the first time ever, I actually like the fact they didn't do an over the budget thing.
Right.
But they could have done something.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I think they're doing something that they're not normally, like I said, because every May sweeps, there's either a gun shooting, a hospital emergency situation. But what Frank and Ron does is they want to bring realness to the show. Let's be honest. We all know, like, a realness to General Hospital instead of, like, a Mission Impossible, you know, graphic, green screen and behind the actors with fake, you know, with the fake little water spritz going into people's hair. I'm going to mention their name, Steve Burton. But
I was disappointed. I was disappointed with their sweeps. I love Ron. I love Frank, but I was disappointed with the sweeps.
Well, May's not over
yet. Yeah, me too.
It's over. It was over last Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The sweeps are over.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now we're getting ready for the summer sweet, summer blockbuster. Thank you.
Yeah, hopefully
Carrie,
it'll be better.
Welcome.
Hey. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Oh, no, trouble.
Hello.
You know what, though? If they think this is real sweeps, then this isn't real to me. Roger Howell running around with Tweety Bird blonde hair, and we don't know who he is.
Right.
Okay, Carrie, who do you think he is?
Franco.
Okay.
We're just taking a poll. We're taking a...
Yeah,
I think Franco, too.
We all just been taking a poll.
Carrie, we have a new caller on. We have a new caller,
hey.
April.
Yes.
Hello.
April. Yeah.
Hi.
I'm kind of
pissed that they're even going down this Franco road to begin with. I don't care who the hell plays it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, to go down this road again is kind of stupid, but at least I don't have to see Zane Franco. I mean, that I don't want to see. Sorry if I'm making Zane Franco fans out of the man, but I really don't want to see Franco on the hospital again. I don't. So, you know.
You don't like James Franco?
I didn't like the Franco character.
Yeah.
I wasn't, you know. I mean, you know, Franco did. Well, April, I hope you are not a Jason and Sam fan or you're really going to hate me.
Oh, no.
Okay. Good. Thank you, God.
I love Jason.
Okay.
But I didn't really like him with Sam, to be honest. So,
April, you are welcome to call in anytime.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. No, I just think Franco said this cannot slam all the way in Kyoto, and Franco didn't deliver in my book.
Right.
So, you know, Franco there was a mistake. I mean, if he just killed Sam and done me a favor, I would have, you know, I would have loved, you know, that, but,
right.
you know, at the end of the day, he, you know, he didn't. So at the end of the day, it made me mad. It made me really upset. So who do you like on General Hospital then?
Well, I'll be honest, I've been watching it for years, since, gosh, probably the early 80s. I really, originally, I used to be a big Carly and Sonny fan. I used to love them together.
Oh, I love you.
I used to love them.
You've
been scoring
points with me, you know, without even trying.
I understand why they, you know, they have to go their ways, but honestly, I mean, I had hoped that they'd sometime find their way back to each other. I don't know if that's a possibility or not, but they were always my all-time favorite on that show. And in the old days, I used to love Alan and Monica. But so really currently, I love General Hospital, but I'm really not connected with any particular couple. I mean, what do you guys think about AJ and Elizabeth?
We like them.
Okay, yeah. I'm thinking that good. I didn't think I would, but I'm starting to like that too. What do you think she's going to do when she finds out that AJ slept with Carly?
Okay, I'm a Carly fan,
too. She's not going to write to me.
I'm a Carly fan, too, so this has me in a bad, bad, bad situation right here. Okay, my take on the whole thing is they were on a freaking break. They were on a break.
Okay, wrong
to
Rachel.
No, I know. Why she said, get out of my life. I never want to see you again, blah, blah, blah. The moment, you know, she did that, they were on a break. He could have slept with, like, every woman in the planet for 24 hours, and it'd be okay. They were on a break. They broke up, so I don't think it's a no.
But when Nicholas tells Elizabeth, Nicholas doesn't
Nicholas
know they were on a break.
Oh, Nicholas can go fuck himself.
I thought Tracy told him, like, oh, when I thought he was under the, I thought Tracy implied that they weren't together. I'm pretty sure that Tracy made it known that they weren't together in some way, shape, or form. That's why when she keeps saying, oh, he cheated on Elizabeth. No, he didn't.
No, he
didn't. But I don't think, I didn't
I just get... really quick want to say that I called the one night stand of Carly AJ. That was it.
Right. I didn't catch where Tracy told Nicholas.
Yeah, she made reference to the fact that when she had, they weren't, I forgot how she worded it, but I got the, you knew that they weren't, she knows they weren't together.
Yeah.
Right.
Cassie, we can watch it on demand. We can watch General Hospital on demand to find out that episode.
No, we can go back.
Yeah, I'm curious now, too.
That is really
good.
Who
do you like Luke better with? Do you like Luke and Laura, or do you like Luke with Tracy?
Well, originally
I was... both.
Yeah, I kind of like him with both. I mean...
Yeah.
But,
I like Luke
and
Laura. I like Luke and Tracy. I like them both.
Yeah, I like them both,
but,
too.
But, you know, I mean, I do, I mean... I don't know, because I always keep saying, you know, the thing is, you know, Luke and Laura keep moving, saying they all moved on. But I don't believe that. I don't believe that. You know?
Right.
Because a love like that, a love they had for so many years, and, you know, Luke will always, no matter what, save Laura. Well, he will save Tracy, too. You know, if, you know, he needed to. And so I just think that is really, you know, we really just have to see where it's going to go. Because we don't know where it's going to go yet. You know, we don't. I mean, you know, I love it that everyone is back. I'm enjoying seeing everyone. So it's a nice balance that everyone came back. I would love to throw Scott, like, in the water or the river and make, you know, because he's just annoying me. Kathy will tell you I just want to punch him. I'm enjoying it, but, you know, I mean, General Hospital and Days of Our Life are the two favorite subs by now. I can say without blinking that they are favorite, you know. You don't have to fast forward either one of them. Well, unless Sam
right.
McCall is on, and then I have to rethink everything. But, you know, but I mean, it's enjoyable and everything. Oh, when did you Blog Talk? You have a Blog Talk radio show? Oh.
Yes, I do. I started about 5 weeks ago. And,
congratulations
prior to, that,
to the crazy business.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And prior to that, I had been part-time occasionally on air with Douglas. He's the one that produces our show. And I just happened to notice that you were tweeting to Maurice Bernard. And I love Maurice Bernard. I mean, like, hello. And so then I, you know, I'm new to Blog Talk, so I'm just now getting familiar with all the shows. And I saw that, you know, I went to your website and I listened to a couple of your shows. And I thought it was really interesting and exciting. And I enjoyed it, and so I just wanted to.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate shows. We all need that. That's what keeps the soap going, you know, is
well,
all of us doing what we love to do.
When is your show
yeah.
on?
Well, we're always, this week we're going to have some specials, so we're going to be on Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But ordinarily, it's Mondays and Wednesdays at
aww.
7 o'clock.
What time?
7 o'clock. Pacific Standard Time. We're in California.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm in Seattle, so
wow,
that's great.
My aunt lives in Seattle.
Yeah, so are you going to Fan Club Weekend by any, I mean, for Zeno Hospital?
Oh, when is that? You know what, we tried to get tickets, but they were sold out. I couldn't get in, so I wish I could, but.
Oh, you tried it, so were you trying for... Like
I wanted to go, but they're sold out, so I'm not able to go to this one. I went to the YNR in March, which was really fun. Their cake cutting ceremony and the party at CBS. We got to meet the cast and all that. That was fun.
Oh,
but I would love
fun.
To go to General Hospital. Yeah, it was.
So who did you meet, by the way?
Well, you know, we got to meet the whole cast. I saw Steve Burton. We saw all the cast, got to take pictures of him with them. They were just wonderful. I'm a newbie to YNR, but I like that one, too. So it was fun. They had a cake cutting ceremony. And the day before that, we went to the talk, and the YNR were on the talk, so we got to see them again. So I was like in soap heaven. It was great.
Oh, well, yeah. My little pal over at YNR, Christoph, St. John was on the talk, so he's been on
right.
here a couple of times, and he's so supportive, and, you know, I love him. I love him. Christoph, if you're listening, come back on for my birthday, so, Christoph.
When is
yeah,
your birthday?
Yeah, my birthday is, we are June 9th, but I'm having my birthday show, Olazon Radio, who's on the line, too. And taking over my birthday show again on June 7th.
Wait, this
7th.
Is your birthday show?
No, not this one. June 7th
okay.
will be my birthday show. And I want to try and get, like, anyone that I can, you know, soap-wise to call in. That's
oh,
why
I
was. Yeah, I was trying to treat. That's why I was trying to treat Sunny.
Oh, I don't blame you.
If Sunny called in... yeah, I might be speechless, but I would be in, like, soap heaven. Any of, like, you know, my husband, I call him my husband, but if Bradford called in, Anderson from Z8, I would be in soap heaven because I love Bradford. Everyone on the show knows that, you know, I love him, and I'm still mad about the recruiting word, and I'm mad that he's on recruiting. That was bad, bad, bad for them to do. So, but,
it was his choice.
It was his choice, Charlie.
What happened with that? Whatever. I don't care if it was his choice, Candace. I don't care. I don't have to like it.
I just don't want you to be blaming General Hospital when it was Bradford.
Well, you know what? I can blame whoever I want. I can blame whoever I want on that. And I'm blaming General Hospital, so there.
Well, what happened? I don't know the whole story.
He wanted to be on recurring to spend more quality, more time with his family.
Well, then what were they supposed to do?
Oh, you know what that means, right? You know what that means, right?
Oh, yeah, you know what that, okay.
Baby number two.
No. He's going to Young and the Restless.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Carrie?
I forgot.
Yes, dear.
Hey, we're joking about it.
When people want to spend time with their family, they show up in Genoa City.
That's true, huh?
Wait a minute, I want to ask this question. I really want everybody's opinion, okay? Earlier we were talking about Michelle Stafford.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Young and the Restless Lost is another soap's game.
Right.
Does anybody feel that she could be coming over to General Hospital?
That's what I said.
I don't know. Maybe. Red Rover. Maybe.
To be honest, I think they've got enough newbies right now. I think we've had enough. It's too many newbies.
No, I mean, she could be a recast for a previous character. I'm trying to say.
The better question is, I don't know if you talked about this before I got here, but the better question is, why the hell is she leaving? Did she see the writing on the wall?
Right.
Yeah, she pretty much said she wanted to do other projects.
Can I ask you guys a question? It's something I've never understood. And if you talked about it earlier, I'm sorry. What the heck was the deal with Robin? A few months ago, we're seeing her. She's kidnapped. She's tied to the bed. And we think she's coming back. What the heck happened with all that? What was that all about? Did she change her mind about coming back? Or what happened? Why didn't she come back?
Scheduling, I think. As far as we know, it's just scheduling.
Is it?
Yeah,
yep.
With her direct and everything.
Right.
But
do you think she'll ever come back?
Oh, yeah. At some point, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
there was rumors that she had already been in taping. Whether it's true or not, I have no idea.
Yeah, because we saw her in one of the cast photos, remember?
Right. What do you guys think about Patrick and Sabrina? Do you like her?
I love
him or no?
I like Sabrina. I'm not a fan of the couple, but I like Sabrina.
I like Patrick and Sabrina.
Yeah, I love Patrick, but I hope that, you know, someday Robin comes back. But I love Patrick, too.
Now, I think that some people think that Michelle Stafford left because she saw the writing on the wall as far as her storyline and screen time.
Yeah, she really hasn't been on that much, considering
because
that she's one of the leading ladies.
Because they're bringing the other crowd to the forefront.
Right.
Well, I just wish I knew the really reason behind it because it came out of the blue. It came fast out of the blue, I believe.
And I'll tell you, you know me, I'm not the biggest Phyllis fan, you know, that you'll ever find, but I'm not going to say that her absence is not going to leave a major void on that show, because it will.
Mm-hmm.
And if they think Avery can be bumped up to lead, they're sorely mistaken.
Right.
Yeah.
So who is all of your guys' favorite couple on General Hospital?
It doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah,
actually,
I agree.
Oh.
Jason and Liz.
Okay.
Jason and Liz. So.
Yeah, I think... They were
and you
good.
Know, and on that note, I'm kind of peeved, like, her getting that text, everybody's getting those texts, and I'm like, you know what, I really don't want to be reminded of what we don't have when her picture shows up on her cell phone.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the way they killed him off was horrible. I don't know how you guys feel about
it.
I don't have a problem with it because
he's a mobster, and he got shot by, you know, a gun. He's a mobster.
But just watching him fall in the river was horrible. I mean, it was just horrible.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't think so. I thought it was pretty
appropriate.
Yeah, considering the business he's in and all that, I just, you know, I watched
it. It was like a
Sopranos. 20 years. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Considering he's probably done worse to other people, it wasn't that shocking to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I will never forgive Faison for what he did to my Jason. So, I'm sorry. I thought they could have done it so much better.
Not really, because we all know he didn't give them much time.
That's what I was going to say.
No. I'm saying if they had more time, they probably would have wrote about a story like that. That's
Jason
was
Morgan
saying.
wasn't the kind of character that was going to die of natural causes.
Or an emotional send-off.
Yeah.
I know,
right.
But I think, you know, in a way, they could have done it better, you know, because I will never agree with him just going in the river. Game pushed by Franco, I will never, you know,
I have more of a problem with
on.
The way they wrote the last 9 weeks of his storyline more than
yep,
the fact
the
final scene was him floating in the river.
I agree.
Yeah,
you know.
Because it was just, you know, Sam Jason for the last, you know, 2 months or whatever it was of his stay.
You know, and we didn't get to see a really goodbye scene between him and Spinelli. Really, we got a lousy Carly and Jason scene, which I would not
have. Did we even get one of those?
But if Steve Burton gave them more time frame, like more of a notice, then yeah, we would probably get those scenes.
Although
right.
there were some people
wait,
that were telling
wait.
That he let them know in June that he was leaving.
Right.
And as I smirk when I say that.
Yeah, do you guys like him over at the YNR, Steve Burton?
Nope.
It's different.
I do, because it's different. Like, he's
different.
A different character.
It's
boring.
There you go.
I miss Jason on GH, but I'm glad to see him somewhere. If I can't see him anywhere, I'd rather see him somewhere, so.
And I just like to see his pretty eyes.
Oh, he's as gorgeous in person. I mean, oh, my gosh, I think my legs melted. I mean, really, he is as gorgeous in person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think, oh, with makeup, he's gorgeous. Oh, my fingers went, I mean, numb. I was just like, oh, my gosh, they're all beautiful.
Girl,
I'm surprised you didn't pass out,
because he has that presence that overcomes you, and you pass out.
Oh, I know. I'm surprised I didn't either. They're all beautiful. I mean, even the veterans are beautiful. Everybody on that show is just, you know, really good-looking people. I guess that's why they're on the soap.
Right.
So what are you going to do for your birthday celebration, Carly?
Well, I'm hoping to get, like, really good special guests on here. So that's what I'm hoping. I'm, like, hoping, like... You know, I'm like, I have a wish list, but if I say it out loud or even on air, I think I will jinx myself. But there's a few hot guys I would not mind calling in. Very hot, you know, some theaters, some days of a lifers, you know.
Do you like James Scott?
Like James. Oh, what's not to like?
Oh, I know. I love E. James and Naomi. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't stand them.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, you know what? Everybody, you know, everybody has one.
Everybody has their favorite.
I can't ship them because he raped her.
I wish that story would have never happened myself. I do, but.
And the reason they did it was even worse, just to procreate with a Brady, you know,
right,
on Stefano's orders.
Right. That
and
was
I'm
not one of their better stories.
I'm pissed that they still had Nicole lose another baby. That's ridiculousness.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, and then
I agree with you there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I didn't like.
Yeah, people, we are off in a minute, but we are going over time. But thanks for everyone calling, but we are going over time. But, no, I agree. I mean, I'm torn between liking them and, you know, not liking them.
I like Sammy with Rafe.
I like Sammy with Lucas. I don't think they gave him a fair shot when Lucas
came
back.
Well, I like Sammy with Lucas, too. I have no problem
Allison
with Lucas.
I mean, Allison
Sweeney
is a great actress.
Lucas
is too
much of a wild girl for
work.
Right. I'm glad at least if Lucas and Sammy can't be together, at least they're back to being good friends. And it was so touching, their scene with
right.
Will. I mean, did
yeah.
you guys know Brian Cotillo's on Reoccurring now?
What?
Yeah, they put Brian Cotillo on Reoccurring. I read that. I don't know. I read it in the soap magazines. I'm hoping it's not true because I love Brian.
I mean, makes
oh,
sense. What are they writing for him? I mean, I don't think they can give him
he
enough.
He needs a woman, for one.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the reasons.
He needs a backbone. He needs a backbone, too.
He had me crying. Lucas had me crying.
He's wonderful.
The other day, he had me in tears with Will by his bed. That whole day had me crying. But him with talking to Will by his bedside. Oh my God, he had me crying.
Oh, it was great acting.
And Sonny by the bed. That show was a 10. That show was so good. Oh my God, Days is like the only show. Well, General, but Days is like the only show that has me going right now. It's so good.
Right.
Really good.
Right.
I'll be honest, wasn't it saying that they were going to still be on, the contract doesn't expire until 2014?
For what?
Correctly. For Days Rock Out.
Oh, I'm sure they'll renew
it. It might be renewed again.
Oh, I'm sure it
will.
Maybe
they'll renew it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right now is the time to start pulling the ratings
and
everything. Like, Days of Lives have, let's put it this way, they have ducked cancellation.
Oh,
so many times.
Yeah.
That now, right now, they need to do whatever they got to do, pull out whatever you got to do, bring some old actors back.
Bring Bo back. I want Bo back. All right. Do you guys like Bo at home?
We need Bo. They need Bo.
You really do. You need Bo.
Right.
That's what I was going to ask you. What are you feeling about that? Because I'm not buying anymore. Oh, but really, you know, I'm not buying it. They have to do something. They have to act now.
Michael Cera, They've got to bring it
they
back.
They finally just can name off the TiVo guy, finally.
I think he'll be back.
You think so?
I hope
so. I don't see any signs of it.
I think he'll be back.
You know,
if they pay him.
I understood. I had read that he had taken pay cuts and he got frustrated because of the limited airtime. I don't know how much of that is hearsay or not, but hope is lost. I mean, she's been a little bit more involved last week, but prior to that, I mean, really, her part's been very limited. She's like a puppy dog without Bo.
Right.
You know, they're intertwined. I mean, they were on my
wall
in 1980.
You know what? I mean, sorry to interrupt, but if they are going to do something with Hope, they need to do something now with her getting a love interest, whatever. If Bo's not coming back, they have to do something.
Right. I agree.
Well, yeah, and they kind of wrote themselves into a corner by not writing him out necessarily, and it's like, what the hell?
Yeah,
right.
I mean.
Exactly.
And you know, Candace, what you said about Days of Our Lives and the ratings, believe it or not, GH is in that same boat because except for last week, the last 5 weeks, the ratings are terrible, in my opinion, are not good for GH. They're down at 2.4 million again, 2.45. That's not good.
I want to say, like, this week, it is going to be the ratings on all shows are going to be down because of the trauma.
Right.
And, you know, the whole everything that's been going on, it was shows because of Obama and, like I said, Oklahoma and stuff like that.
But the week before, I don't think there was any preemptions, and they were at like a 2.45. That's not good enough.
Right. I mean, let's face it right now. We're down to, this is the time for all four soaps to do whatever they got to do on past 2014.
I agree.
At this point, this is do or die.
Right,
you know,
I agree.
Well, I think the one soap that needs to really.
I agree with you with Days and GH, but I mean, why not?
Yana
pretty solid.
Yana Russell needs to do something because, first and foremost, they lost Jeannie Cooper.
That is the
biggest void of that show. She was the show. I don't care what anybody says. She was the show.
No, I agree.
And then you have Michelle Stafford. Like, really? You have now lost two lead actresses. You got to do something to keep the audience there and watch this show. Or else, and I don't want it to be said, but it could be on its last legs. And I'm hoping
I don't think so, only because they got well over 4 million, but I think
YNR is number one, isn't it?
It could be the beginning of
I
mean, ratings-wise.
Yeah. Ratings-wise, it's still the number one soap, but you have to, like, I look at, like, Downright. okay? God Almighty, uh-huh. Never thought that would be canceled. Never.
Right.
Never thought in a million years. And then you had As the World Turns. And then you had
right.
All My Children Want Life to Live. Luckily,
right.
All My Children Want Life to Live are bad.
But what do you guys think
saying,
about them cutting the airtime?
But the difference, well, one second, the difference with All My Children and the other two, As the World Turns and Guiding Light in recent years did lose ratings as the years went on. And that's how
right.
They justified it.
And Kat, you have to agree with, because you watched it too. One of the things I had a problem with CBS was they never did a lot of promotions for Guiding Light as the World Turns versus how they did it with Fiona Ross's Born to Beautiful.
Yeah, because each network,
ABC,
well, yeah, because CBS and ABC had their favorites, and we knew for ABC it was
right.
VH, and for CBS it was Y&R.
And Born to Beautiful. It was true for CBS, because Born to Beautiful, regardless if it gets canceled, they're still international. So I'm saying, like, they have they're hugely popular in Italy. Yana Rosslis is CBS's number one soap, point blank.
Right.
But this is a whole different ball game now. Just uh-huh. because you're number one and just because your ratings were good
doesn't
mean
it stays that way.
Thing. It doesn't mean a damn thing. NBC,
right.
and Days of Our Lives, they have been lucky so many times, and I give them credit because just when it gets ready to come down to a cancellation, they pull it out like that and be like, boom, that getting canceled. We Days of Our Lives. Where's NBC's only soap? I'm just saying, only soap. They need to bring back some.
They need to bring back what?
They need to bring back some of their soap because I always
yeah.
felt bad for NBC. It's always
yeah,
bad.
Like Another World?
Oh,
Santa
I love that one. Oh, yeah.
Santa Barbara, Sunset Beach, Search for Tomorrow. Just that out there.
Did you guys like Another World?
Oh, I loved
yes.
it. I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I had Sandra D. Robinson on my show about a month ago. She was Amanda Corey.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, she was cool.
She's on the day. Yeah, she's on the
yeah,
day.
She's
yeah,
she's very nice.
But, I mean, right now...
Yeah, I mean, just because Y&R is pulling in the ratings now, but like you said, Candace, they've never had a seismic shift with Jeannie Cooper dying and Michelle Staffan leaving, along with all the other cluster bleeps that's there right now.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it can't turn in a hurry.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And
right.
Who's running the show?
Jill Farron F up.
Huh?
Yeah, a friend of mine, I don't know, he has a show, his name's Ron Edward Douglas, he did a 3-hour tribute to Jeannie Cooper, and I'll tell you, the fans that called in, I mean, she's loved by so many thousands and thousands of people. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, the difference is, like, obviously, Jeannie Cooper, they couldn't help but Michelle Staffan, they didn't have to let Michelle Staffan walk out the door.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, you know, they...
That's
no,
really
I mean,
something she decided months ago, but didn't want to say anything first because of Jeannie, because of some other stuff. But it was just like a shock.
Well, but you know what? Even
yeah.
if she had other projects, even if she had other projects, they could give her the Steve Burton schedule, come in for 2 weeks and off for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Pretty sure there'll be some more to the story within the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just. Well, she retired from the show and has stuck with that show for 16 years.
I mean, that's why her storyline in recent weeks and months, from what I understand, has gotten less and less.
Uh-huh. This new storyline about somebody, I want the show right and center. Let's make some Emmys, people. Let's make some Emmys for next year. Let's do it. I'm ready. I mean, I know some.
Did you see who's coming back to the show? I don't know as what on how long.
Cassie,
but I don't know if she's going to play Cassie or a twin sister or a ghost, but she's back.
My man.
Wow.
Nancy, one day.
No, not one day. More than one day.
Nope. It's more than one day. And
okay.
She confirmed it on Twitter. She said it wasn't one day.
No.
And Carrie, remember a conversation? I said there was a twin. I said there was a twin out there. Let's bring that twin in. Come on. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Do you guys like All My Children?
The new one?
Both.
Both,
you like
yeah.
the original?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just towards, there was some times that I didn't really care about All My Children because it felt like it wasn't, I don't know.
Oh, you mean when they were trying to ruin it?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that. What do you think about the revamp of All My Children?
Love it.
I do too. I'm not happy that they're cutting it. Yeah, it is. It's very new and fresh. But I don't like it that they're cutting it down to 2 days a week, but I guess that's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what I told people. That's what people don't understand. You know, people are complaining and saying, oh, da-da-da, while other people who lost their soaps wishing for this opportunity is like, be grateful that you have it on.
Right.
Yeah,
you know, and hopefully maybe the ratings will go up and maybe they'll increase the time. I think they probably, it costs a lot of money, I'm sure, so it's probably budget reasons or whatever.
I'm just hoping they, you know, don't, I mean, I just hope, you know, it stays on the air and, you know, people don't get fucked up like they did last time. And that's just, you know, that's, you know, because cutting down to 2 days, you know, I mean, people could watch, you know, it, you know, 4 days. I just think it was the money problem. I really think it was the money problem. And, you know, it's sad that it was the money problem, but I just hope they, you know, you know, I just hope, you know, they do, they stick to it and not let the fans down.
Right. Well, I'm sure they will. They spent so much money advertising and the beautiful sets. And, I mean, I was really impressed. It was more than I was expecting with all the outside scenery and all that. Are you guys thinking, I mean, it's really cool, I think.
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, it is. And I'm glad it's back, and I hope it stays, and I think it was great to get, you know, I just think it's great to get more people like the ex, Guiding Light people, you know, Ron Wayne back on air, and
right.
It's gonna, you know, be nice seeing him.
Right. I wish Susan Lucci would come back. I miss her. Do you like Susan Lucci?
I
would, you know what I would like back? I want Tad. I want Tad, like bad.
Yeah. Oh, I know, yes.
I want, that's who I miss the most. I miss Tad.
Yes.
I want him.
I agree. And Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
I can deal without
Ryan for a little bit.
Oh, God, I need my Ryan. No, I need my Ryan.
I'm okay. The person I miss the most is Tad. I just want Tad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want my Ryan back. I want my, I want my Ryan back.
I don't miss Susan Lucci that much. I don't know. I really don't. The person I just miss the most is Tad. I want Tad.
Yeah. I wonder why he chose not to come back. Is he on another show?
Well, I think he was doing something. I think we'll see him. But
yeah, I think
they're talking about
active.
Him. They mention him, so I think he'll come.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you guys Kendall fans?
Yes.
Do you like Zach and Kendall?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes, I miss her too.
I know, I'm surprised she didn't go back. I was really surprised about that.
Well, no, she said something about that, and most of the actors have said it, is they're looking at how this format is working. And if she said, Alicia Mishu said something about if it lasts 6 months or anything, she will come back.
But, you know, that's a little, but you know something, I get that point, but on the same token, maybe if they get back, it would help it succeed. That's a double-edged sword.
I agree.
Right.
I agree.
And where's Greenlee? I couldn't believe Greenlee.
It's like if you know, especially if they're not doing anything, what the hell, you know, if you want it to succeed, get there and maybe it
right.
increase the chances of the show succeeding.
Well, see, we just finished up a play. But I can also understand something, too. Walt Willie said it on his Facebook page, is that he knows the fans want, like, Jackson and Crystal and Ryan, you know, like the old school characters and stuff. However, and I agree with this, instead of the edges going to them, Prosper Pop knows their numbers, and they haven't been really calling, like, they reached out to Susan Lucci. Okay, yes. We all know that some people want her to come back. I'm one of those who, as much as I love Susan Lucci, I like the fact that she's not on. Because it is like, what is All My Children without Erica Kane? We're finding out right now.
Right.
It's not all around her. Like I said, I love Susan Lucci, but it's not the Erica Kane show.
Well, and I think they waited too long. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I think they waited too long. I really think Susan Lucci was hoping, but I think originally I thought the way they announced it, they would be back on within a couple of months. I mean, it's been a year and a half. So, people have to work. They have to eat, same as you and me. So, you know.
Well, no, they knew at the time. Back then, they knew they were going forward, and then we didn't hear nothing for a year. Then it came up at the last minute because they were about to lose them back to ABC.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And I do believe they may not be contacting them now, but I have to believe at some point initially they had to they talked to these people back in December or January, and then they decided not to come for whatever reason. It's their own. That's why they went in the directions they did.
Right.
Susan Lucci is going to be in a new show on Lifetime, Devious Maids,
coming
up in June.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And good for
and
her.
Ricky
I
Paul,
mean,
and Ricky Paul Golden is over on Golden Moon for right now. So they can't bring Jake back, and Chriselle Strauss is going to be on Days of Our Lives.
Right.
So there's just Jake and Amanda right there. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, I love Jake and Amanda.
They were so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
But, you know, you have Amanda going to Days of Our Life.
Right.
So, April, we are going to be happy. I mean.
So we could have Jake back with Kara. Yeah, that's true.
No.
Yeah. I agree with you, though. Tad, I wish Tad would come back at least. That would be something. I was surprised to see Adam Carrington back. That was a shock to me because I thought, you know, he had retired from All My Children, you know, a few months before it went off. So are you guys glad he's back on the show?
Yeah, I give him credit.
Yeah.
I mean, he did retire, but he came back to make the show work. I give him.
And I'm glad.
I give him so much credit. He came back to make the show work. He did. I mean, he retired.
He didn't have to. I mean,
he didn't have to come back and do that.
He didn't have to.
Right. I mean, I remember him from the Big Valley days. I don't know. I'm sure you guys are probably too young for that. But did you remember
Bonanza.
Him from the Big Valley days?
Bonanza, my boyfriend.
Oh, Bonanza. I'm sorry. Bonanza, you're right.
Yeah,
I see him. My boyfriend watches it every night. He's on
Candy.
Candy. Never missed it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a cutie pie. It still is.
Yeah.
For sure. Do you guys watch Dallas?
I do.
The new Dallas? What do you think about the new Dallas?
Yep.
I love it.
It's good.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. It's very good.
It was very sad. Yeah.
Very sad
about JR dying.
Yeah, very sad.
So I cried and cried. I was not okay with it. I mean, I used so many Kleenexes on that episode.
Oh, I know.
It was so good. But I keep thinking, I was thinking, okay, maybe he's not really dead. You know, because having they all doing, gone, you know, after Lizzie Andrew Coleman this year, I mean, Daytime and Prime Time lost a really good character this year. So when John Ingle died, you know, I cried. I was the one that booked the Larry Hangman death on myself. Thank you very much. So, you know. And then Jeannie Cooper, I mean, I just wanted to stop. I don't want to lose any more of our best. I'm done crying because...
I agree. Yeah, the Sue Ellen scene was just so sad. I agree with you there. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know how much you guys watched Dallas in the old days, but I was a teenager.
I did.
And I wouldn't even go out on a date. That was before the TiVo and the DVRs. I wouldn't go. I would stay home on Friday night because I had to watch Dallas and all of that. And I'm planning.
I watched it. I watched everyone.
Yeah.
And I haven't missed. I haven't missed one this year. I watched everyone.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I think the new one, I'm surprised. I didn't think I would like a remake. Sometimes remakes just aren't the same, but I love it. I'm so thankful that Larry Hagman got to be a part of that for a year and a half.
Yeah.
To see, you know, he had once written an article, and he said that he wanted to play JR one more time. And I'm glad, I mean, I'm sorry that he passed, but I'm glad at least he saw it being a hit. And I'm glad for him that he got to, you know, live long enough to do that. I mean...
And now his son, is just like him.
Oh, I know.
That's your mom's old shoulder.
Oh, that's for sure.
Like,
no, it's a good show. I enjoy it.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And Sue Ellen looks so good, I think.
April, did you watch Grey's Anatomy? Oh no.
All right. Well,
yes,
nice meeting you, April. And I'll talk to you all. You all the guys later.
Oh, bye.
Okay,
good night, Carrie.
Bye.
I haven't watched it recently, but yes, I do watch it. I'm sure you know from your experience with 4 years of Blog Talk, I'm getting behind on my shows. You guys get behind?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
I want to watch everything that I can, but oh my gosh, you know, it's hard to keep up.
No, that's my idea.
But yes, I love Grey's Anatomy.
What about Scandal?
I'm just starting to watch that, but honestly, no, I'm just, I've heard so many good things about it, but I'm just, oh gosh, I just became a newbie of Y&R, because once I went there, I fell in love with everything, and I thought, well, it's better to see Steve Burton than not, so I'm trying to keep up, but it's hard.
I know, it's hot.
On behalf of everybody, welcome to the Scandal family. You'll love it.
Oh, you guys have to get me updated on what's going on, because honestly, I've heard of it, and I'm excited about it. I've seen a little bits and pieces, but to be honest, I don't. I haven't. I want to. I just haven't been able to keep going. But you guys like Grey's Anatomy. I do love it. I'm just behind. What's going on with it lately?
Okay, this when you watch the season finale, please treat me. The last 5 minutes is, oh, shit, oh, fuck,
did they
really just go there? So please treat me after you watch it because I was mad.
Really? Oh, okay. Was that good, huh?
Yeah, I was in tears. I was crying.
She didn't lose the baby, did she? I haven't watched it in
four or five episodes.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Now, that was not the part that made me, but the whole episode, you're going to need a Kleenex.
Oh, okay. I got to catch up on all this.
Because how many days a week are you doing yourself?
This week 4, but usually 2 or 3 days a week.
Okay, April, let me give you some advice, and you don't have to take my advice. I started out in the beginning going 3 days a week.
Uh-huh.
Okay, after like a year or so, I couldn't do 3 days a week anymore because by Friday, you were almost talked out of everything.
Oh, I know.
So,
I hear you.
So, by Friday, that's why, I have my Wednesday show because of Melissa Egan, and, I don't mind doing special guests. If a special guest wouldn't come on a different day, I'm going to do it. But I would never go back to the 3-4 days a week schedule.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, right now, our regular days are 2 days a week, but we've got some special things next week, so we're doing it for it. But I want to stay about 2 to 3 because it's hard to, got to research your guests. Well, you've been doing this for a long time. And it's just, I don't want to get burnout either, So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I just want to advise you, some weeks you're going to really think, do I really want to have a show? I'm so tired.
Yeah.
You know, and you do it, and but 3 or 4 days a week is hard.
Yes.
I mean,
what's your show? What's your show about, April?
Well, it's called Let's Go Back in Time Previews, and it's a little bit, I have a love of the classics.
I saw that. I saw your show on Twitter. I saw that. I was going to look into that. I saw that.
And my grandma was very sick, and she really couldn't drive or go out very often except for maybe a holiday. And the only way she could really relate with us was through the old programs. And she's the one that at 7 years old, I started watching Days of Our Lives, Another World,
yeah, me too.
The Doctors. And, you know, we would talk about it and we'd discuss it. And this was before, you know, the VCR. And I couldn't wait to come home from school and find out what had happened to Bo and Hope or, you know, whatever was going on at the time. And my grandmother loved, you know, Gone with the Wind, I Love Lucy, Frank Sinatra, all of that. And so I just really had a love of all of that. And our show, we're hoping to have a little bit of something for everybody, past, present, and future. Of course, it's about the soaps, but we also we're trying to do musicians, authors, kind of have a little something for all age groups. My co-host is Jamel Starks and Courtney Tripp, and we're produced by On Air with Douglas. And Courtney's in her 20s. I'm in my 40s. Jamel's in his 30s. And, you know, we all love the soap, so we all have our different ones that we like you guys do. And, you know, we're just hoping to have fun and, you know, just I interview some great people and meet some new people. And I love it so much because, like you guys, I mean, today I found a new show, and through that you make friends. And I've met so many wonderful people. And I love it. And I love all the different Blog Talk shows. You know, we're all doing the same things, but we all have our different style, our different shows, and I love it. I really do. And, you know, I'm new, but I'm enjoying it. And I enjoy more now, like, meeting people like you guys and listening to your guys' show. And what I'm learning is everybody, we're all doing the same thing. We just all do it differently. And that's just wonderful. There's something for everybody, you know. And my show may not be for everybody, but yours might. And, you know, everybody, I love everybody because we're keeping the soaps alive in our own way. And that's important because there's only 4 left. I mean, plus the 2 new ones.
All right.
So I think it's wonderful, the Blog Talk. And I'm so new. I mean, a year ago I wasn't even on Twitter. And but I'm so glad I found you guys. I've listened to a few of your shows, and I thank you for welcoming me in. I really had a good time tonight. I love talking about the shows with you guys. So I feel like I made some new friends tonight. So thank you for that.
Aww.
No.
You're welcome.
Please call in
my
show anytime.
And please come back. I mean, but I don't want you to get burned out with you, so just because, you know, I know how it was in the beginning, and praying that you get calls, and then, you know, my co-host, Lays on Radio, who's being really quiet tonight, who, you know, my co-host Lays on Radio with her, you know, in the beginning for us 4 years ago, we were talking to ourselves, you know, and, you know, I think in the beginning, I mean, moving into Fridays for both of us was a good thing because we had also on Saturday nights, and we never had calls. We barely had any calls. I mean, we talked to each other for, you know, the whole show. So, you know, I mean, now I don't really have to worry about calls. I mean, you know. I mean, but, you know, it's, you know, 3 or 4 days a week. Wow.
Are you going to go to the Soap Emmys?
I'm not going to the, I wish I was going to the Soap Emmys, but no. But we are, I mean, Liz O'Meadio and I are going to the New Hospital Fan Weekend. So, I mean.
That's great. When is that again?
That is July 25th through, like, the 29th.
So you'll be in California then, huh? Well, I'd love to, when you're in California, give me a tweet, and maybe we can meet for lunch or something. I love that.
Oh,
I'm in L.A. a lot.
And, yeah, I
love that.
Yeah, I mean, I wish you could go. I mean, not everything is sold out, just so you know, April. I mean, everything is...
April,
go to the new host. go
no,
to
go
General
ahead,
Hospital.
Oh.
Go to General Hospital Fan Club Weekend site, and it will tell you what's not sold out and what's sold out. And
well, I'll definitely
like,
have to check into that.
Because the old cast event, they are having, I don't think it's sold out yet.
Mm-hmm.
The main cast is, but the actors have their own events too. And I know not all of them are sold out yet. So,
well, I'll have to check that out. But definitely, thank you. And when you're in California, you know, let me know. I'd love to. I go into LA a couple times a week, so I'd love to meet you girls. I was going to ask you
what your Twitter name was, your show's Twitter name.
Oh, okay. It's Let's Go Back in Time at April G Reviews. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to follow you on there, so I'll remember
that.
To. There we go. Now I'm following you.
Oh, thank you. And I will make sure to follow back. So are you all going to the fan event for GH, or what's going on with that?
No, just the two of us.
No.
Uh-huh.
Just me and Carly.
Oh, that'll be fun. And you're gonna? Have you been to California before? I presume.
I have a couple of times.
Yeah. I live in California.
I went to Fan Club Weekend last year for the first time, and then Carly keeps telling me I have to come this year because I'm a best friend.
I need
friend
to have someone.
Can't find anyone else to go with her. So.
Right.
Oh, by the way, Meg. Liaison Meg S. Keep General Hospital alive. Can you liaison me? Rest my memory. Did once Stephen PM Boudou make appearance on Liaison Radio? If he did, I missed it. Okay, that's funny. No, he did not make. You know, he did not make an appearance on.
What are they asking about?
They are asking about Steve Boutin to one of us.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. And for, so
no,
April,
he said yes, like twice, but no.
Yeah.
We haven't booked anything because he's too busy.
And we April, have you got any Days of Our Life shows on?
I'm working on, Blake Barris will be joining us soon. He's agreed to come on, and I am hoping, I've got a couple that are maybes, but he'll be the first one from Days of Our Life that'll be joining us in the next couple of weeks, you know, the character of Nick. So that'll be interesting, because I don't know which one said it, I'm softening for Nick, but I mean, Blake Barris is an excellent actor, but I was hating that character, so, you know, but that's... I'm like, you have to differentiate. I'm like, Nick, oh gosh. But I mean, acting is so good to make you hate.
It really
character.
Is.
That's
it really
good
is.
Acting.
Really
and,
is.
And now I'm starting to feel a little compassion for Nick. So I'm hoping.
I mean, too.
You know, it's like, I was surprised because, you know, I mean, he was actually, Will, leave me here. And, you know, my heart went out to him. And then watching the kidnapper with all the contempt and, you know, the friction, and obviously what he'd been through, maybe I can understand, you know, kind of. I still don't like what he did to Will, but I'm kind of understanding maybe he kind of has got some serious problems, obviously, from being raped, you know, and stuff. So, I mean, I think he's getting good.
I'm working on getting a couple of Days of Our Life shows on here.
Have you ever had any
is,
before, or who have you had from Days?
No, none from Days. None
right.
from Days. I'm blessed with Ryan Hall people. I'm blessed with Bowden Beautiful. I'm blessed with Days of Our Life. But, I mean, sorry, not Days in general, but I would love to get more Days people on here. I have some
have you
in the
ever
world.
Had Steve Burton? Have you ever had Steve Burton on the show?
No.
Yeah,
he agreed to come on a couple of times, but I'm supposed to let that go. But But I don't want to let it go, so.
Well, looks like you had an incredible guest list. That's very impressive. You've really been on for a long time. May I ask, how did you guys get into this in the first place?
Well, I got into it because of Liaison Radio. See how who, so and No, and I usually...
Sorry,
you know,
Carly.
I
don't mean to interrupt, but I got to go. So
okay,
I'll talk
night,
to you guys
Sam.
Next week. Bye.
Bye.
Nice to meet you.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
No, I just saw what she was doing, and...
Callie, I'm going too. I got to go to bed. April, it was nice to meet you.
It was nice meeting you. Thank you so much.
I'm going
to
follow you too.
Thank you, and I'll follow you guys back since I get back to
okay.
my computer.
Okay, Callie,
thank you,
good night. Good night, Christy.
Bye. Bye, Kathy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.
But no, so they thought I was doing it. I was getting jealous. And then I want my own show. And so I got my own show, but I'm still her co-host. So I do my show and they do my radio show. So I'm on. Yeah.
Is that on
Blog Talk
Radio? I'll have to look that up.
No. She's on Talk Show.
I'm on Talk Show. I used to be on Blog Talk, but then.
Oh, okay.
They changed a while back. They used to have, there's, three different kinds of accounts you have. You can have, and the free accounts used to be able to do, 2-hour shows back in the day. And then it went down to, an hour or something, and now it's, half an hour. So I changed websites because I don't want to pay, and Blog Talk sometimes has technical difficulties. So my content paper thinking that might not work all the time.
I can understand that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, how did you get on? I mean, how did you get on to...
Well, a year ago, I didn't even know what Twitter was. I'd always, done Facebook a little bit. I've always loved the soaps. And I used to be like, Twitter, what the heck is that, And I knew my kids did it. And then my daughter said one day, Mom, people go on Twitter that love soaps. I'm like, really? And, I just started, checking out the days and General Hospital and stuff like that. And I know you guys don't like them, but I'm a jammy, sorry. I started getting involved in, following different people and getting into conversations. And before you knew it, I just, started loving Twitter and all of that. And I didn't even know what Blog Talk was a year ago. And then I had met a lady, I don't know if you know her. Her name's Briar Rose. She does Delightfully Demera and Diva Duels. You know her?
I don't know. No.
I think I've heard her.
Yeah, it's another Blog Talk Radio soap show. They do primarily days. Carrie from Diva Duels, and she does, Raya Rose does Delightfully Demera, which is they do interviews, kind of same format as all of us, I think. And I didn't know what Blog Talk was, so I just saw that she loved Another World and all of that, and we started talking and became friends through the internet. And then one day, she told me about her show, and I started listening, and I didn't even know what a podcast was or any of all of that, and I just started listening, and then one day I called onto her show, and from there I got the bug. Then I I had been following On Air with Douglas, and then one day I got the nerve to call into his show, and he started inviting me on to the co-host part-time and participate in different shows, and this or that, and then I've been telling him about, as I got more experience in interviewing people or whatever, I started telling him about my ideas if I had my own show, and he helped me promote it and produce it and kind of come up with what we were going to do, and so 4 months later, here we are. That's about it.
Wow.
And I love it. I love it. I've met so many wonderful people, like yourself, other shows. When I met the people at the YNR, they're so welcoming and wonderful to you.
Did you
find that in your own experience? That they really take
Did you place. Did you get to meet Jeannie Cooper? Because
I saw her. I saw her. I did not meet her. I could tell, honestly. She looked beautiful, but you could tell she was very frail. She stayed for the picture part. They did the ceremony and all of that, and then she left pretty early. The other ones stayed around, posing for pictures, answering questions, all of that for probably an hour. maybe more, but she went off early. I did not personally get to meet her, but I did see her there.
Oh.
And she looked, you know, I mean, she was beautiful, of course, but she didn't look all that great. And as far as, you know, I mean, she looked very frail. And so it was no surprise to me when I heard she was sick. I mean, but no, she was there for the, you know, the photo ops, and that was about it, and then she left. But, yes, I did see her there.
Okay. No, I mean, you know, getting to interview Christoph twice and now Melissa Cleo, and I'm getting all things in the works set up, but, you know, you have to wait. It takes so long finally getting the interview booked, and then finding the schedule date, you know, it's hard.
Oh, yeah.
I come
down. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah,
but you have a great show in.
Yeah, but that's why I can see you, why you're not caught up with everything. I can see why, because they don't want me to tell you. I don't want my all the soaps until the weekend because, you know, I'm the show, you know, I want to get the show done and everything. So, yeah, I'm not caught up either. So I know what you're saying exactly.
Right. Yeah, it's funny. Before I got in, I mean, I love all of this. I mean, I love meeting people from other shows. I love, you know, booking the guests. I love all of that. But you got to keep up with Twitter, keep up with Facebook, keep up with everything. And I love it. But it's right. The days go by so fast. You know how, I'm sure you know how it is. You've been doing this 4 years.
Yeah. So,
wow.
You know, I mean, I just don't want you to get burned out. I mean, that's, you know, the one
thing.
No,
we're going
to
only do 2 or 3 shows a week.
Yeah. So. I do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I started out doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I'm like, okay, this is way too much. And, you know, then I come back to, you know, I did Wednesday and Friday. But even that, you know. I mean, if you talked about everything one day, you know, then Friday, sometimes we didn't have everything to talk about. So by the time Friday comes, everyone has something to say. And I'm very thankful that you and all on Friday nights. By the way, thank you. Because we will be on at the same time.
Friday night? I'm not on Friday night.
Yeah.
No, my show's on Monday, Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's why I'm happy your show is Monday and Wednesday because, you know, then you can come here.
Oh, I'd love
you
to have on again. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
I love that. I love to talk
in
about the soaps. You know, my show, we do, I mean, obviously we want to interview people from the soaps. We haven't really gotten in. We're hoping eventually soon to get our own review show. But, you know, we've been so busy just starting out and everything. So I love to go on different shows and talk about the soaps. I really do because that's, for me, that's fun. I mean, I have fun doing what I'm doing, but I love to talk about GH and Days and all of that. So I've really enjoyed myself tonight. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
You can come on anytime, and if you
thank you.
If you need yourself promoted or whatever, let me know.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Same
for you. I mean, you don't need any promotion because you've got a great show and you've been around. But anytime, call into my show anytime. I'd love to hear from you
anytime.
Oh,
we will.
I would love that. I love that. And I agree with you. You know, I'm learning that live listeners, you know, I don't know how you guys are, but most of the ratings seem to be in the downloads. So I know what you mean. It's like sometimes, I mean, I'm thankful for everybody that calls in, but I mean, I expected when you're having celebrities, I expected, like, oh my gosh, the phones are going to be off the hook. And, you know, sometimes, especially being a new show, you know, you're panicking. Oh my gosh, am I going to get calls? You know? So call in anytime. We appreciate that. All of you. Anybody.
Yeah, we totally will.
I appreciate that. Well,
thank you. Yeah, we understand that. It's hard. Me and Carly, did a couple interviews on my show, like 2 weeks in a row, and it's been hard to get callers lately because a lot of people, like they either don't remember who that character was, if they haven't been on the show in a while.
Right. you know, or a lot of people love to listen to it later. Some of our shows are an hour, but some go 2 hours. So they're like, hey, I can catch it later, you know, in the evening or on the weekend. And I'm thankful for everybody that does download it. I'm sure as you guys are. But it's hard to get live, you know. So
yeah, it is. Because we do our shows late sometimes. Like, I don't do my show to, like, 10:30 Central, and that's late for people, like, on the East Coast and stuff.
Oh, I'm a night owl. You have to send me a link. I'm new to all of this. I apologize. But, you know, just trying to keep up with everything. But I'd love to listen in to your show. And all that.
She's great. She's, you know, her and I have been, you know, doing this for, like, 4 years.
I beg your pardon?
I didn't catch it before. What was your Twitter?
Mine is Let's Go Back in Time at April G Reviews with an F. Yeah, send me a link. I'd love to listen. And I noticed you said 10:30. Is that Pacific Standard Time or Eastern Time?
That's Central Time. So it's 11:30 Eastern Time. So it's really
You're a night owl. I like that. I'm a night owl.
I am a night owl. So are most of my listeners, but some not so much. So.
Well, I'm excited to hear that. To hear that.
What we do is my show goes on first and then my actor who so. So it's like bam, bam, you know. Then people have like a 4 hour block of us. I don't know if they ever get sick of us, but that's what we do. We find it if both of us have a show together, it's nice to, you know, just have it one after another. And so how's the weather in California, by the way?
Seattle
is so cold right now. I need some really good weather. I'm missing.
Well, it's very clear, very sunny. It was a little bit cooler this morning, but then it warmed up. So, you know, sometimes in June, we get what's called June bloom, where we might get a lot of overcast. But usually in the summertime, it's about 100 to 105. So, if you're coming to L.A., it'll be cooler out in L.A. because L.A. is closer to the ocean. So, it's usually, I live an hour away from L.A. I live in, it's called the Inland Empire, the Highland Redlands area. But L.A. is a little bit cooler, so it's about 5-10 degrees cooler. But you'll love that. Well, you've been here. You'll love it. And
when
you're coming down, it's
beautiful. I think, you know what I meant to say? And I didn't. I meant to say the whole Oklahoma thingy happened this weekend. I forgot. Well, I mean, did you see it? Were you watching the news about the Oklahoma stuff?
Oh, it's horrible. Just devastating.
Yeah, I finally saw some of it. It's
just horrible. It's like, it's very depressing and very just unbelievable, you know, what the world's coming to. It's just horrible.
Then last night, here, one of our bridges collapsed.
Oh, really?
People were on the bridge, and it collapsed, and there were only 3 people on the bridge, and they survived. But, you know, they were saying if this was, you know, during the day, there would have been, like, 1,000 of people on that bridge. So it's, like, it's crazy. I don't understand how the weather is being. It's crazy. It's very, very crazy.
Yeah, usually in California, we really don't get a whole lot of rain in the summer. In fact, I wish we would get more. It rains usually like between October and, you know, January, February. And in the summer, it's usually clear, hot, and smoggy. But, you know, it gets hot. But, you know, that's what California is about. It's fun. Are both of you in Seattle, if you don't mind my asking? Or
no, I'm fucking. If she was in Seattle, I think I would be the happiest person right now. So, yeah, she's in Chicago. I'm in Seattle. And,
oh, wow. Isn't it amazing?
Like,
you guys can do a show. And, internet something.
Yeah, I mean, but, yeah, I mean, I'm liking her weather better than my weather. I mean, her weather, at least she got 90 degrees the other day. I mean,
you have a lot of rain,
you know,
right? In Seattle, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this calls us the raining, you know, city because, Us in Portland, Oregon, has had rain for the past 4 days, but yeah, in the beginning of the month, we were like 80-degree weather. It was so nice, and I didn't want it to go away. I was sad. I was pissed. I'm like,
oh, really?
Bring our weather back. Just bring it back, please. So, but I'm glad.
Carly, are you running out of recording time, Carly?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what?
No.
I'm sure you guys have to go. But, you know, I thank you. And send me the link. I'd love to hear your guys' night show. And feel free anytime that, you know, we have a guest that interests. I'd love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for letting me be a part.
I followed you, so I will.
Oh, as soon as I get back on, I will check that out. Thank you so much for everything. I really enjoyed myself tonight. And
definitely,
let's keep in contact. And when is your guys' next nighttime show? When are you guys on at nighttime?
Next Friday night. I don't know. Lisa, when are you coming back on?
I don't know. But thank you very much. And I'll follow you guys on Twitter. And I'll definitely listen.
Yeah,
thank
we are
so
both
much.
On Twitter. So, yeah. Okay. So let's keep in touch, April.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.